Blog Talk Radio.
Monica?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Ms. Monica Williams. She is the sister of Charlene Lyles. Ms. Charlene Lyles was murdered by the police in 2017. And her aunt, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Okay. I said I was introducing you, ma'am.
Oh, yes.
That I was telling them that I was talking to you, Ms. Monica Williams, and that your sister, Ms. Charlene Lyles, had been murdered by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And her unborn child back in 2017. And I've already did an interview with Ms. Monica once, but I wanted to do a follow-up interview to see how the family was doing, because there have been numerous questions about what was happening with the family and about the police. So, Ms. Monica Williams, thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Yes, thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. So what is...
For whatever reason, it keeps cutting out.
I'm sorry. Are things going any better, Ms. Monica, for you and your family?
No, we're kind of still in the same position. We still haven't had any changes. We're still waiting to even have an inquest process.
All right. I'm sorry to hear that. So, were the police arrested or charged?
No, they were not.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry to hear that. I know this happened in 2017, but Ms. Charlene Lyles was your flesh and blood, your sister, and she was pregnant also. Did they even apologize to you and your family?
No.
The police did not apologize?
No.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So where's the case legally? I know you had recently had a vigil, marches and things like that. I think it was back in June or July. Am I correct?
Yes, back in June.
Okay. So where are things at now? June 18th, 2020 is where the vigil was held.
They're still in the same position. Nothing has changed. No inquest process. Still waiting to actually get that going. I know COVID-19 kind of slowed things down a little bit, but we are still waiting for an inquest process.
Okay, so you're still waiting on the inquest. So your cousin, Ms. Charlene Lyles, and your cousin laid out several demands, including that the police department be defunded by at least 50% and reinvesting the funds into the community. And Officer Jason Anderson and Steve McNeese dropped their lawsuit against King County, which the family says prevented the inquest from proceeding. So why are the police suing?
The police were to stop the inquest process. That's the whole lawsuit that they had, to stop the inquest process from coming about.
My goodness. And they have no compassion, no heart whatsoever.
No. My cousin, actually, she's working with a her job is kind of like to do those type of things. She works with the I'm going to say the name wrong. I know I am. But she works on the front line pretty much with a lot of the things that are going on with that.
Is it Black Lives Matter?
Yes, she works with them pretty closely, too. They just did a press conference in front of the RJC building about Jesse Saray and the fact that charges were going to be brought up against the officer.
Okay, so what is an inquest? What happens at an inquest, Ms. Monica?
It's just a fact-finding process, basically. So I'm not understanding why there's such a hold on this process. Now, I do know that they were asking for changes to be added to the inquest process where actual criminal charges and stuff like that were probably in place, but that is still kind of in the air, so I don't know what the outcome of that is going to be. I really can't speak on that. That would have to be talked to with the lawyer.
So there's no date that has been set or anything for the inquest?
No, no date at all.
I'm so sorry your family is going through this. So many families are like yours here in America. I won't say united because this country is not united. But so many families are like yours, Ms. Monica. I believe too many families. One is too many.
Yeah.
I know, does your family have support within the community?
Yeah. The schools and stuff, yeah, they've been pretty supportive as far as the community, people that I've been involved with or around.
That is good. That is good. They know it's wrong. And
yeah.
Illegal, too. They're fighting the inquest. What are you doing, Ms. Monica Williams? How are you holding up?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm just really just moving on with life and just trying to wait to see if and when something will ever happen.
Now, my understanding is that your sister had a mental illness because of domestic violence.
Yes, her and the baby's dad had a domestic violence issue, yes.
Okay, so the father, how do you feel about him? How is that going to children? How are they holding up?
The kids are fine. They're not with the father.
Okay. All right.
They are with my sister's auntie, her dad's sister. The mm-hmm. kids are fine.
They are?
Yes.
How is your mother doing?
Excuse me?
Your mother?
Oh, my mom has been passed away before this incident happened.
Okay, I did not know that. So you have an aunt. Your sister didn't weigh 100 pounds. She's 100 pounds. How she could be a threat to those two officers, I do not know. But, like, so many murders in this country, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Trayvon Martin, and Antonia. It's horrible. It's horrible, and it can happen to any of us.
Right.
It could happen to any of us. It could be us, our family members. I mean, there's nothing really stopping them from going out and killing black people.
Yeah.
You call the police, you expect to get help, not to be murdered. It's gotten to the point where you can't call the police, basically.
Yeah. Pretty much that's what it's kind of. I seen in Salt Lake City, there was a 12-year-old boy who was just shot by the police.
A 12-year-old child was shot by the police?
Yes, I believe his mom had called for help for him. And, yeah, when they got there, they shot him.
So they're talking about how they have the greatest police department, our sheriff's department in the country, and a 12-year-old has just been shot. So has the chief resigned?
For Seattle, yes, she is resigned after all the protests and stuff after the George Floyd incident.
she went on ahead in Seattle, Washington. She went on ahead and resigned.
Yes.
Okay. So what does George Floyd incident have to do with Ms. Charlene Lyles? I don't understand.
It didn't have anything to do with it.
But it did have a lot to do with it. You do realize that, don't you?
Well, yeah, and yes, because of it's the same type of situation. So when all the protests sparked up, it was no controlling it. People were fed up, and so it got to the point to where they said that they were going to defund the police, and so when she gave her statement, basically she said she resigned because she didn't have it in her heart to tell a lot of these new recruits that they would be fired.
Tell the new recruits? What about the people who are unarmed? What about women who are pregnant with children? Your sister could not have been that big of a threat. Because they laughed and joked about her mental illness.
Yes, they did.
So blaming it on a mental illness, 100-pound woman and these two big police officers who didn't have tasers, and I don't know why there was not a law in 2017 that said they had to carry tasers. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Is there a law now that says that the police have to carry tasers, Ms. Monica? Do you know?
Yes, they're supposed to have a lot of laws that they're supposed to be doing that are not being followed through, to my knowledge, in a lot of places. They're supposed to have body cams at all times. They're supposed to have tasers, but it's not in every jurisdiction.
Is in jurisdiction Ms. Lyles lives in?
Excuse me?
Is it in the jurisdiction that Ms. Lyles lives in?
Well, as far as the taser goes, there was something about the officer got, like, suspended for 3 days for not having the taser, and that was basically it as far as the taser goes. And the body cams were not in effect at that time.
This was a worldwide story back in 2017. Well, she just forget the families like that because, you know, there should be coverage all the time. But Ms. Charlene Lyles and many others. I mean,
right.
I know you see the TV. I know people have talked to you. I know this was a huge case, still a huge case. Has anybody reached out to you, like Al Sharpton, anyone like that?
No.
Have you tried to call Al Sharpton or anyone like that?
No, I have not.
I guess you're just trying to get on with your life. That's pretty much where you're at. You have to go on.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't, then, I mean, my kids, I got a lot that I'll lose, you know.
Yeah. Yes, and you're married also.
I'm not married yet. I am engaged to be married.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. So, how much longer do you believe it will take them about the inquest? Do you have any idea whatsoever?
I do not at this point. I've been given so many different dates. I just don't even look for it anymore. I wait to just receive another date. I know because of the whole COVID-19 thing, that kind of put things on hold, but we should probably be going to court sometime soon, I'm assuming, even if it's on Zoom.
Okay. So hopefully you'll get some justice there.
Yes.
The police have too much power. They even have their own constitution, their own laws and rules, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
They have their own constitution. All right. So, when is your wedding? What day? What month? Or have you not set a date?
We have not did that yet because of, like I say, the whole COVID-19 stuff too. So,
yes,
waiting to see when everything's going to open back up, probably, and then after that, we'll go from there.
Okay. I know I called you for the interview, and I know you're trying to move on with your life, but I don't think you and your family should be forgotten by the media. So I'm doing what I can to shine my little show light onto you and your family. And the police.
Oh, no, I appreciate it because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff like with the George Floyd stuff that was going on and a lot of the protests that was going on in Seattle. I kind of felt, I don't know, like discouraged a little bit. I didn't hear too many people saying any of the names about the victims that happened here in Washington State. It was all about George Floyd. I understand, you know, that was a horrible tragedy that shouldn't have happened either. But I felt like, well, here should have been addressing situations and stuff that was going on here.
The media.
Yes.
Yes, they should have. They should. They should have. I don't know why they didn't. And I also, that's why I wanted to interview you, because I want people to know my show is not a big show. You know, I'm number 66 out of 1,000 people, which I'm proud of, and I have a good company promoting me, Cityside Records. You know, it's number 66 out of 1,000 shows, but it's not huge like some of the, like CNN or MSNBC or CBS. I know it's not fair that your sisters did not get the media coverage that everybody else did. And I think that's why things are going like they are. But I know that there's a God looking down. And he's not, I believe you're going to get justice. Because those two police officers, those white men, should not be free. They should not be free. They should be in prison. As a matter of fact, I take it a step further. Some of these police officers that have did these killings should be on death row.
Yeah, it's very sad because it's like they don't think twice. They have no respect for human life, and I don't understand that.
Yeah. So he lied about where he was at. He committed basically perjury, but they found him not guilty of perjury. Am I correct?
I'm not really sure how that exactly went. Yes, he was found guilty of perjury. That was during the civil suit, which was still, it's still in the process of going to court as well. So I really don't know how that process is going to hold up yet.
Ms. Miles, is there any chance that the police officer will go to prison or lose their jobs, or have they already lost their jobs?
No, they have not lost their jobs. From what I am seeing and how everything is trying to play out, I don't think anybody will probably lose their job or anything, because if that was the case, I don't see what the holdup would be. To me, I feel like it's just prolonging it, prolonging it, and just waiting for people to just say, okay, I don't care anymore.
Just waiting for people basically to forget about it is what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can get away with something else horrible and illegal.
Right.
Yeah. That's basically what they're doing. Has the Justice Department contacted you, or have you contacted them?
No. I have not contacted them. I've just pretty much let lawyer handle everything. Since, oh wow, probably like the last year or so.
Okay. All right. Well, I know I get the feeling that that it's still a lot of pain there within you.
Yes. Me and my sister are very, very, very close.
Yes, I can tell. I can tell. Yeah. So, how do you cope? How do you cope? Do you pray? Do you go to church?
I pray, not so much. With the whole COVID thing, there hasn't really been any church. There's been a few outside churches, but I mostly just pray, listen to music, keep myself busy with work.
Yes, and you also have a fiancé, so that's good news, too.
Yes.
That's wonderful news. Okay. All right. I just have a couple of more questions. I'm not going to keep you on the phone long. Because I know this is painful for you. I wish Ms. Charlene Lyles and you, Ms. Monica Williams, and your family had got more press coverage. I feel like you need more press coverage, and I'll promote as much as I can. But it's not a whole lot that can be said to comfort you. But I hope more interviews come. I hope more national attention comes to Seattle, Washington. So I pray that your family once again gets justice, because justice will make you feel better. And you and your sister looked a lot alike, and she was only 30 years old, and she was killed in front of her three children, so that's horrible. The police should be in prison. That's my opinion.
Right.
They should be in prison. Yes, ma'am. And if this was a fair country, they would be, but this is not a fair country. As they've proven over and over again. They even saying that Mr. George Floyd had something else to kill him. It wasn't police off fentanyl or something like that. I believe it was fentanyl or some kind of drug that killed him.
Right.
So, all right, Ms. Monica, if there's anything I can do, I'll be sending my show around. And I did do what I said I would do.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And Ms. Monica, I hope, keep stay in prayer.
Okay.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. You've been trying to fill the same old holes inside. When there's a better life, there's a better life.
If you got
yeah. We all search for the light of day in the dead of night. We all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We all run with things we know just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. Somebody testify. If you've been